Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Really good to speak to Gemma Donoghue, who's part of the London Mavericks side for this year. Gemma, my first question to you is, how are you finding things over in the UK?
Yeah, it's been really good. I think it was very rushed coming over here, kind of a crazy week or so, but the girls have been so nice, and it's obviously a lot colder than what it was when I was in Sydney, but I've had pretty good weather so far, so yeah, I can't really complain.
Was it something that you'd always maybe hope to do in a couple of years' time, maybe playing internationally, but maybe certainly not this quick?
I was over here. I played for the Rhinos in a similar situation as a replacement player in 2023. And I really enjoyed the experience then, but I definitely was hoping to do it again in the future. It was just a question of when I would do it. And I'm still doing uni in Australia at the moment. So it kind of was something I had planned for the future, but yeah, not quite so fast. And yeah, but it's been really good.
Working with the likes of Tamsin, Cam and Mickey as well, to UK netball fans and players, this is massive. So you'll be grateful for the opportunity to work with them as well.
Yeah, they've been amazing so far. I think the Australian style of play is quite different to the English style of play. So they've helped me. Obviously, I literally landed last Friday and then did one quick training with the girls on Saturday, played Sunday. So it was so crazy. But yeah, I think they helped me adjust really quickly, did like a really quick rundown on new terms and things they wanted me to do and their kind of game plan, and got me up to speed with what everyone's been working on for like the whole preseason. But no, they've been amazing, and their perspective on the game is very different to one that I've had before. So it's great to kind of challenge my ideas and add something new to the toolkit.
Are you finding that there's much difference in terms?
Yes, definitely. I think when they were saying some things in the first training session, I was kind of sitting there like, I have no idea what that means. But once I asked for clarification, it was the same idea as what we've been doing in Sydney with the teams that I've been playing with there, but just a different word to kind of use it, or the girls use a lot of different terms on the court rather than what we would use. I don't know. We call it a wall, which is a defensive structure, and they call it either a three over or a jump and things like that. So I think it's just getting used to those terms and things like that. But yeah, they've all been super good in like trying to get me up to speed with everything. And hopefully in the next couple of weeks, it'll start to come a little bit quicker.
Speaking of which, a lot of UK fans obviously follow Suncorp and Swifts in particular from where you were because of Helen. A word on her and what she like as a teammate.
Helen is amazing, and she's so funny as well. Yeah. She's just obviously an incredible athlete, and so I'm very lucky to have been able to train against her for the last few years as a goal defense against her in goal attack. She's so smart, and she can make you feel so stupid on the court as a defender, because she just, the way she crafts the game and everything is pretty amazing. But no, she's actually hilarious off the court as well, and yeah, I really have enjoyed getting to know her over the last couple of years.
A lot of fans as well up early on the weekend to watch the likes of Sophie Fawns as well. She really developed last season, and can only hope that she continues this season as well.
Yeah, she's amazing. We grew up, she was the age group below me, I think, growing up in like the New South Wales Pathway, which is kind of our state program over there. So I've known her pretty well since we were younger. But yeah, she's amazing. And she has developed, like you said, so much over the last few years as a player and also as a person off the court. She's a great human. So yeah, I think this year is going to be really exciting for her. I can't wait to see what she can do on the court for the Swifts.
Naturally, there'll be differences in and around match days as well. What are some of the little things you've noticed so far?
I think for starters, because Australia's a lot bigger, you have to fly to your games rather than drive. So in Australia, when you go, you always go the day before, because obviously flying on the day of a game is not ideal. So yeah, I think the travel on the day of the game is something that last time when I was here, it took a bit of adjusting to. But yeah, I think just little things like that, making sure you stretch your legs and get out and you can kind of flush out the sitting down in a bus for a certain amount of hours before the game is quite important. So that's probably one of the biggest differences that I remembered from last time. And yeah, we went to Brighton last weekend. So that was a bit of travel on the day of the game. But yeah, just adjusting to that.
An outstanding game though.
It was awesome. It was such a good first game. I was a bit unsure. Like I've been to Brighton when I was very young, but it was so nice and the weather was amazing. And yeah, it was a great first game. I actually couldn't have asked for anything. Well, maybe just it not being so close, but to get the win was so good. It was a great first game to be a part of.
Another difference I'd imagine is you don't do podcast interviews on the day of the game.
I'm not sure. I've never done one before, but maybe other players would have had that experience.
Oh, very good. Good answer. You've obviously seen the standard of the Roses over the past couple of years. Are we finally getting closer to Diamonds?
Yeah, they're amazing. The Roses, it's also interesting because it is, like I said before, it's quite a different style of play. So I think that really challenges the Diamonds in making them think, how can they defend or attack differently against such different style of play. But yeah, I think the Roses are great. And I mean, even over the last 5 years or so, or probably longer, they've really started to challenge for the World Cup titles and the Commonwealth Games and things like that. So I think international netball is really exciting and yeah, something to look out for in the next few years.
Mavs v Panthers tonight on Sky Sports. All set, prep all done?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's my first away game since being here. So yeah, I think it'll be great. I'm really excited to play and hopefully it's a good game and we can maybe get the win by a little bit more than last week. That would be nice.
Gemma, good luck tonight. Thank you again for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.